Well, for the past 20-odd years, the annual Bridge the Gap Walk has given everybody an excuse to wander around Cambridge looking upwards. This year's event, a bit like last year's event, is taking place over a range of time. Normally, it's the first Sunday in September. This year, it's already underway. It launched on Friday the 13th of August. It runs through to the 10th of September. And I thought it might be quite fun to get on the line somebody who's done it pretty much every year since, I understand, 2008. Her name is Heidi Mulvey. Heidi, good morning.
Morning. Nice to see you. Thank you so much for calling.
No, thanks for joining us. Let's look. I mean, there are a lot of fundraising things in the way of walks and marathons and things like that that take place in the average Cambridge year. What got you involved with Bridge the Gap, and why has it been something that's pretty much an annual fixture for you?
Yeah. So I work for Cambridge University Press and Assessment, and both. And you might know that we merged recently, and Cambridge University Press and Cambridge Assessment have been supporting it for years and years. So I first became a community engagement lead at Cambridge University Press in 2008. And that was the original reason I got involved, and it was because we were supporting the walk as an organisation. And So we for years and years we had big teams entering, you know, everybody starting off at the same time, posing for the photos and all that lovely stuff. And it was work that got me into it originally. But in the meantime, seeing some of the amazing work that these really do on the ground, there's so many other reasons to be involved in it. You know, there's the fun atmosphere, but there is that incredible work that those charities are doing that you get to know more about the more that you're involved in it.
Indeed, indeed. And as you say, the Cambridge University Press and Cambridge Assessment, long-time supporters of it.
Yeah.
What does it mean from a company point of view for someone like Cambridge University? Is it that chance to all get together, to bring all the different departments in under one roof and do something?
Yeah, and we, you know, we have done that for years and years. We've had large numbers of people that have taken part in it. And it's been a chance for people to just get together in a different way from usual. We live in Cambridge, or we come to Cambridge regularly, or we usually do. And it's such an amazing place, but it's easy to miss stuff. So just to take that time out and have a lovely amble around the city, being encouraged around different areas that you just wouldn't know about. I've had some incredible surprises over the years, like the tunnel under Emmanuel Street. You know, I mean, just incredible stuff how are you going to find out about these things unless you really take the time to look into it? And so the walk, you know, reintroduces us to this amazing city that we have. And to do that with your colleagues as a team, or to do it with your friends and family. And actually, over the years, we've had people who've done it as a work team, but they've also brought along their friends and family. So that kind of swells our numbers, and that just makes for a very, very special atmosphere.
Indeed, indeed. Now, this year, as with last year, it's had to be done slightly differently. As you say, normally we'd all gather on Parker's Piece on a sunny Sunday morning. I can't remember a single day where we might have had a bit of cloud, but we've never had a spot of rain. I mean, the forecasts have been horrendous. But you gather on a Sunday morning on Parker's Piece, and then everybody heads off, and then everybody comes back to Parker's Piece. Not been able to do that last year, not being able to do it this year, but you'll still be taking part, will you?
Absolutely, yeah. So I actually didn't do it last year for, I think, one of the only times, but I had a chat with a friend, a work friend, a few days ago, because I know that she did it last year, and she said it was still absolutely fantastic. And her story is really interesting, actually, because she and her wider family have been doing it since 2011, because Arthur Rank looked after her partner, Rob, in 2010, I think. And I think most of us know somebody who's been touched by Arthur Rank, and they're just their incredible kindness, the wonderful way that they support the people staying there, but their wider families as well. So originally, Karen and her daughter Luke really wanted to do something to, you know, say thank you to Arthur Rank, and it's just become this big family favourite for them now. I mean, the years I've been doing, I've always seen them somewhere along the way with more and more family members, and just, you know, her dad wears the 2011 t-shirt proudly and gets comments on it from people. And, you know, it's very, very personal to people. And then, of course, you know, there's, a, you know, we can't not mention Romsey Mill, who, I mean, they're such an incredible charity. I think most of us know that Cambridge, as wonderful as it is a very unequal city. I think one of the most unequal cities in the country.
Indeed.
And Romsey Mill, you know, the things that they are doing for young people and families to just help them fulfil their potential and to help them have a fairer chance is incredible. You know, there are lots of amazing charities in this city, and Romsey Mill are absolutely one of the best, helping young people do wonderful things. And I think it's, you know, that's a big reminder to us as well. You know, this is an incredible city, but it's a very, very rich and diverse city. And to be reminded of that by supporting Romsey Mill as well as Arthur Rank is a very it's a very important part of why we're all doing it. Yeah. So there's a million reasons to do Bridge the Gap. And it continues to be very special.
And you mentioned that. You say, you know, that Cambridge is a very unequal city. And you know, that's the sort of thing that is headline news time and time again. But I would always counter that with not on purpose. Cambridge, I always find, yes, it is. It's terribly unequal, and there would be parts of the country who go, yes, and you can see how that has happened. Here in Cambridge, yeah. You know, the two, there is this desire by the more well-off to help those less fortunate than themselves, either with doing things like this or with some creative thinking about how we can all get together and solve problems long-term. So this is great. Yeah. It's very much in the spirit of Cambridge, isn't it? It is bridging that gap, isn't it?
Well, exactly. That's you know, it's very well named, isn't it? And I think, you know, this last year or so, it's incredible, isn't it, really, that we've continued to see communities come together to do fantastic things. Even when, you know, it was difficult to get together, you couldn't get together, you couldn't really go out and about freely. And how nice is it now that when we are out and about seeing people, it's just a reminder of how important it is to support each other and to get together to you know, help our communities. Now more than ever.
Indeed. So how will you be doing it? Because, you know, the beauty of this now is, you know, you can choose your day. If the weather's looking a bit iffy, or even if it's a little bit too hot, you can choose to do it in bits, you can do it all in one. What's your plan of attack for this year's walk?
My plan of attack. So I've been looking at the lovely brochure. Here we go. And I think I'm going to do it towards the end of August, when I'm hoping my sister might come and visit me from Brighton. And I've cycled past this 1848 monument I don't know how many times and never stopped to look at it. So that's a really simple thing I'm looking forward to. You know, I didn't even know the story about how football, you know, the rules of football came to be.
Indeed.
That's a really important story from Cambridge. I had no clue. So I'm looking forward to simple things like that, really. And just, it's the encouragement to amble past places that you know, you cycle by, you walk by, you're in a bit of a hurry. You don't clog them.
Indeed.
And so I think just taking time out with your loved ones and colleagues is the most lovely thing to be encouraged to do. And to do it for the charities that we're doing it as well makes it even more special.
Fantastic. Heidi, well, it's great that you've supported Bridge the Gap for so many years. Thank you, and thanks to everybody at Cambridge University Press and Cambridge Assessment for all their support over the years. It goes to raise much needed funds, which is equally split between those two charities, you say, Romsey Mill and the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. May the sun shine on you on the day you decide to do it. Heidi, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really nice to speak with you.